this morning is really focusing on what the Apostle John talks about how we should treat one another. But I wanted to give this a little visual, because sometimes when the Lord teaches us through the Scriptures, we trust Him, but we don't quite understand it, right? Sometimes we listen and we read and we said that's how it should be, but we don't quite understand it. So, well, today's lesson, very easily understood. If you're a parent who've had children, again, this may not be for everybody here, but if you're a parent and you've had children, or you've been around children, what it is, as a parent, I'll speak from my own example. As a parent, you have children, and you know, sometimes some children are all about themselves. I know none of you have ever come across people like that, but it's all about them. Their car, it's all about them. It's only for their use. Their stereo is only about them. Hate to say that, that's how I was. I bought a stereo, and I didn't want my brothers to use it. So I cut the end of the electrical cord off, and I put a female end on the end of the electrical cord so they couldn't plug it in the wall. And I created a special password piece that had two male ends so I could plug it in, and listen to my stereo. How's that for selfish? Well, it caused a little ingenuity. One day I'm going through the bedroom and I find a second cord. Can you believe my brothers created their own password piece? But so you have your children and it's all about them, and you have some, but then you have a child that looks out for the other children. And what I've learned is for the child that it's all about them, and they're going to, their car's them, they don't like to give rides to work, they don't do all, it's their car, it's their special thing. If you get in, you better make sure your feet are clean, and it's all about them. Their bedroom, it's all about theirs. Their stereo, it's all about them. It's, as a parent, what you do is you look down and say, cool. Apparently, they think they got it all figured out. I don't have to watch that close. I'm just going to correct them when they get really stupid. And then you have a child that all of a sudden looks out for the other children. They get a car, and then another brother or sister needs a ride to work. Oh, sure, I'll give you a ride. And they don't ask for gas money. Or they allow things of their own to be used by others. Or if they see a brother or sister having a very hard time, it's amazing how they just kind of open up their heart. As a parent, when you see a child like that, you know what you do? You go out of your way to make sure that child has everything that child needs to take care of the other brothers and sisters. That's what the Lord's trying to get across to us as a body. We don't have to be, because we're part of God's family, we don't have to be concerned about holding everything we've got to ourselves and only give of our excess. He's trying to tell us it's okay to look at someone else's need and place them before you.